guess is if what if I put in the full surtax 10%, that Nixon will probably cut the surtax and cut enough expenditures to take care of it. And I would like to do that if it can be done myself.
I know you would.
I've got 6 budgets. I haven't figured it up, but I think I spent in the neighborhood of $900 billion. And I paid for all of it but 35. And 25 of that was 1 year, last year.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm not going to be far away from balancing this year. My early years were just off 1 and 1.1 and 1.4. And I hit a bad year, had 8 1 year Vietnam, and then 25. Those are my big deficits out of 6 budget. Now, I'd like to have a balance from this year.
If it's possible to do it, well, that'd be fine.
Suppose now, you see what we're going to do. Suppose we... Let's assume we spend 184 this year, 185. If we spend another 9 to take care of the mandatories and little here like law enforcement crime and stuff, that'd make us 9, and 154 would be 193. And I might have a surtax, 6% surtax that would balance that. Now, if I could do that with a tight budget, he would have hell cutting either one of them.
He would.
Unless Vietnam went off. And if it did, I would have already cut part of it and said that if it'd go off, you'd cut the rest. On the other hand, I don't guess that would change the inflationary thing just as long as it's balanced, would it?
I wouldn't think so. I'd think that it'd stabilize it, have a stabilizing effect.
Be better than having a 996 or 8 budget, wouldn't it?
I think it would, yes.
We have $5 billion less expenditure.
Yes.
Think about what you'd do if you were president. I'll talk to you again before we finish up in January. And I'll go on and send this letter, and I'll send you a copy of it.
All right, sir.
I don't guess I need to send the letter, though, up till about December 31st, do
I? I wouldn't send it till after Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you,
sir.
Bye.
Bye.